News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Sachin Pilot will work in the interest of the Congress, and a three-member committee will be set up to address the grievances expressed by him and other aggrieved MLAs, the Congress said on Monday, after a meeting between the rebel leader and former party chief Rahul Gandhi. This signaled an amicable resolution of nearly a month-long Rajasthan crisis ahead of the crucial assembly session from August 15. The meeting between Rahul Gandhi and Pilot at the former party chief's residence, where Priyanka Gandhi Vadra was also present, lasted 2 hours, during which they had a frank, open and conclusive discussion. While the Congress did not give details of what transpired in the Rahul-Pilot meeting, AICC General Secretary K.C. Venugopal said in a statement that following the meeting, Sonia Gandhi has decided that the AICC will constitute a three-member committee to address the issues raised by Pilot and the aggrieved MLAs and arrive at an appropriate resolution thereof. Sri Sachin Pilot has committed to working in the interest of the Congress Party and the Congress government in Rajasthan, it added. On his part, Pilot said, "We raised issues of principles before the Congress leadership and welcomed their assurance of a time-bound redressal of our grievances." Asserting that he doesn't crave for any post and that the party can take back the position given to him, Pilot said, "Some personal remarks have been made against me. I feel there is no place for personal mudslinging in politics," in an apparent reference to Gehlot's Nikamma remarks against him. Congress chief spokesperson Randeep Surjewala said, "The political crisis in Rajasthan Congress stands resolved amicably by the intervention of none other than Rahul Gandhi himself. This is reflective of steadfast unity in Congress party and the commitment of Congress legislators to never fall prey to BJP's evil designs to defeat democracy." However, Congress sources ruled out that Ashok Gehlot will be replaced as Rajasthan chief minister or Pilot will be reinstated as the party's Rajasthan chief, a post which was filled immediately after the Congress sacked Pilot following his open revolt against Gehlot last month. Meanwhile, rebel Congress MLAs started returning from Haryana to Jaipur. Bhawar Lal Sharma, one of the MLAs, met Gehlot and said, "There are no camps in the Congress and the party stood united." Sharma is facing a case of alleged involvement in horse trading of Congress lawmakers in a bid to topple the Gehlot government. AICC sources said all rebel MLAs will return ahead of the August 14 assembly session and asserted that the Gehlot government was safe. Once all dissidents return, the Congress will have a total strength of 107 MLAs in the 200-member state assembly where the simple majority is 101. The Congress also has the support of a number of independent MLAs. The BJP has 72 MLAs. A leading diaspora group in the US will hoist India's national flag at the Times Square this week, the first time the Indian tricolour will be unfurled at the iconic New York City destination. The Federation of Indian Associations, or FIA, of the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey and Connecticut said in a statement that it will be creating history on August 15, 2020 by hosting the first ever flag hoisting ceremony at Times Square to commemorate India's Independence Day. It will be the first time ever that India's tricolour will be unfurled at the iconic venue in all its glory, the organisation said, adding that Consulate General of India in New York, Randhir Jaiswal, will be the guest of honour at the event. The FIA said this year's Independence Day celebrations will include the flag hoisting ceremony at Times Square and the annual tradition of illuminating the Empire State Building in hues of the tricolour, orange, white and green. The Empire State lighting ceremony will be held on August 14. The Times Square flag hoisting ceremony is a testament to the Indian American community's growing patriotism and is a fitting tribute to the FIA, which is celebrating its golden jubilee year, the organization said. Established in 1970, the FIA is among the largest umbrella diaspora organizations. In July, Ankur Vaidya was appointed the FIA chairman, succeeding prominent Indian American community leader Ramesh Patel, who passed away. Vaidya, 40, has been long associated with the FIA and was the president of the Umbrella Diaspora Organization for the year 2014. He is the youngest member of the board and the youngest to be chosen as its chairman. The Consulate General of India in New York will host a virtual Independence Day celebration on August 15, in which it has invited members of the Indian community and friends of India for the commemoration that will be live streamed. Shah Faisal, who resigned from the Indian Administrative Service and floated the Jammu and Kashmir People's Movement last year, has resigned as its president, the party said on Monday. Faisal had dropped a hint about stepping away from politics on Sunday as he edited his personal details on Twitter, removing the reference to his political affiliations. He could not be contacted for comments. The JKPM's executive committee held an online meeting on Monday to discuss the ongoing political developments in the state, the party said in a statement. In the meeting, request of Dr. Shah Faisal to spare him from the organizational responsibilities was discussed. Dr. Shah Faisal had informed state executive members that he is not in a position to continue with political activities and wants to be freed from the responsibilities of the organization, the JKPM said. Keeping in view this request, it was decided to accept his request so that he can better continue with his life and contribute whichever way he chooses, the party said. The JKPM statement said it has been unanimously decided to appoint Vice President Firoz Pirzada as interim president till formal elections can be held for the post of president. The committee also accepted the resignation of its chairman, Javed Mustafa Mir, who is a former MLA, it said. Faisal, who surprised everyone by resigning from the government service in January 2019, had floated his own political party 2 months later. He was arrested in August last year, a week after the centre revoked the special status of the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir and divided it into union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Faisal was booked under the Stringent Public Safety Act later and released in June. And Lebanon's Prime Minister announced his government's resignation on Monday, saying a huge explosion that devastated Beirut and triggered public outrage was the result of endemic corruption. The August 4 detonation at a port warehouse of what authorities said was more than 2,000 tons of ammonium nitrate killed at least 163 people, injured more than 6,000 and destroyed swathes of the Mediterranean capital, compounding months of political and economic meltdown. Today we follow the will of the people in their demand to hold accountable those responsible for the disaster that has been in hiding for 7 years and their desire for real change, Prime Minister Hassan Diab said in a speech announcing the resignation. While Diab's move attempted to respond to popular anger about the blast, it also plunged Lebanese politics deeper into turmoil and may further hamper already stalled talks with the International Monetary Fund on a financial rescue plan. The talks, launched in May, were put on hold due to inaction on reforms and a row between the government, banks and politicians over the scale of vast financial losses. The president accepted the resignation and asked Diab's government, formed in January with the backing of Iran's powerful Hezbollah group and its allies, to stay as a caretaker until a new cabinet is formed, a televised announcement said. Ahead of Diab's announcement, demonstrations broke out for a third day in central Beirut with some protesters hurling rocks at security forces guarding an entrance leading to the parliament building, who responded with tear gas. For many ordinary Lebanese, the explosion was the last straw in a protracted crisis over the collapse of the economy, corruption, waste and dysfunctional governance, and they have taken to the streets demanding root and branch change. The entire regime needs to change. It will make no difference if there is a new government, Joe Haddad, the Beirut engineer, told Reuters. We need quick elections. The system of government requires the president to consult with parliamentary blocs on who should be the next prime minister, and he is obliged to designate the candidate with the greatest level of support among parliamentarians. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.